Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast, 800-531-3815. I'm very happy to tell you that Steve Chandler is back with us. He's been gone for a while. We've missed him. Steve is one of my heroes. Folks, when it comes to being an author, Steve has sold over 300,000 copies of his many books worldwide. And as I said, he's my hero. He's the guy that I aspire to be. He's the author of Reinventing Yourself and 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. You've seen both of those books on the books on the bookshelves at the stores. They've been up for a long time. He's also the author of 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back and the Truth That Will Set You Free and the brand spanking new book that we're going to talk about today, The Joy of Selling. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I meant what I said. You're my hero. You're the author I aspire to be.
Well, I like new pressure put on me every day.
Yeah, so you got to keep working hard.
Yeah,
you don't want me to catch up to you then. What made you decide to write about the joy of selling? I mean, I know that, I'm not saying this is off your message, but you know, it was very interesting to see the title of your book.
Well, most of my clients had become salespeople. I had different sales teams, and even when I was working with business owners, small business owners, they began to realize, look, I'm the primary salesperson in this force, whether I want to be or not.
Right.
And one of the things I realized was that people would not sell well unless they learned how to enjoy it. And so most of my seminars started to focus on that. And once the seminar started to focus on that, I realized that this has got to be the next book.
Right, absolutely. Well, it's a good one, and there's a lot of good stuff in here. I want to get into some of them. One of the things you talk about in the book is you say, quit trying to succeed. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, most of the time, people who don't succeed are not succeeding because they're trying to, and they're using the word trying in their own mind, like, are you going to have a good year? Well, I'm going to try to.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to get this deal? Are you going to get that big account? Well, I'm trying. And the problem with trying is there's no commitment in it. There's no real goal setting. There's no good measurement. There's no sense of winning. There's just a sense of making an effort. And even deeper than that, there's a psychological sense of I'm trying to resemble someone who's doing that. In other words, it's like people are looking at me. Mom and Dad are looking at me, and I want to make it look like I'm cleaning my room, even if I'm not.
Well, do you think we're unconscious when we try to succeed? Do you think it's unconscious on our part?
Yeah.
Because nobody would go at it intending to try. I mean, don't you think it's just that we just haven't focused on it properly?
Well, what we haven't focused on is our ability to succeed. We have forgotten that, you know, if we had to, we could do this. That's the thing that people forget.
Mm-hmm.
And in a pinch, they'll admit it to you. You know, if you had to create a certain level of profit in the next 12 months or make a certain amount of commission, you could do it. And you know you could do it if you had to, if you had it in that category in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to get people to see. Stop with this effort and trying and all that and start rewarding yourself for results, for end results. Keep focusing on that. Don't focus on the effort. I put in a good day, and you come home, and your wife says, honey, you sure are trying hard. I'm proud of you. And pretty soon you get everyone around you to accept trying as the measure of your dedication, and that's a huge mistake.
What you're saying reminds me of the two-minute drill in football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times have you watched a football game and a team would just kind of play lackluster throughout the game and get two or three touchdowns behind. And then all of a sudden, they just get new life with 2 minutes to go, and they win the game. And you sit there and you say, why didn't they play like that the whole game?
Right. And
that's really what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's exactly it. Because if you could hypnotize that team when they first came out in the first quarter and said, now you got two more, you only have 2 minutes in this game. It's down to the last 2 minutes, and you have to score to win, they would score.
Yeah.
And because they would tell themselves, we have to do this. There's no turning back. We've burned our bridges. We've absolutely got to score no matter what. And if you can get that in your mind, if you can create that category for yourself, like you say, a two-minute drill, it's wonderful. That's when mediocre salespeople and mediocre business people turn into winners. It's really when they grow up. That's really what happens.
Well, Steve, when you and I started in this business, in the marketplace, you could actually operate your sales activity with a two-minute drill. In other words, you could say, well, you know, I'm getting behind. I'm going to turn up the steam. But these days, things are different. You've got to approach your customers differently. When we come back, I want to talk about that with our good friend Steve Chandler, the author of The Joy of Selling, just out, just now on bookstores, in bookstores and online. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead after The World According to Jim Blessingame, we're going to be visiting with another new friend. Maddie Dykewald is going to join us. She's the author of Cycles, and she's going to talk to us about demographics. She's a demographics expert, and I'm looking forward to getting her on the show. Rick Maurer will be up after that, and he's going to talk to us about helping people do what we want them to do, trying to encourage people to do what we want them to do. He's going to tell us how to do that. And then after that, Gene Griswold will be joining us. You know, tomorrow is President Lincoln's birthday. And so tomorrow when Gene Griswold joins us, he's going to bring President Lincoln with him. We're actually going to visit with President Abraham Lincoln, which we've done in the past before. Believe it or not, folks, it's true. And so you'll have a chance tomorrow on this show right here on the Small Business Advocate Show to hear Abraham Lincoln talk about what's going on in the world today. Not too many other people have that capability, Steve.
It's amazing. I would think you'd have to have Shirley MacLaine to do that.
I know, but Gene, all I have to have is Gene Griswold.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I have. Okay, let's get back. By the way, folks, Steve Chandler's book is called The Joy of Selling. And Steve, if someone wanted to contact you about getting you to do some keynote speaking for them or training, I know you're doing some Joy of Selling seminars right now. How would they do that?
Well, they would send me an email at 100ways@compuserve.com.
Okay.
And the way they remember that is they pull their copy of 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself from the bookshelf, and that's my email address.
All right. Check that out when you get a chance. Steve, we were talking about the two-minute drill a minute ago, and when you and I started out selling low those many years ago, you could actually get yourself into a situation where you could say, okay, it's coming up on the end of the month. I've been lazy today this month so far. I'm going to turn the heat up, and I'm going to go out. And I'm going to really work hard, and I'm going to recover. And you could almost recover a month in a week if you knew what you were doing. I'm
mm-hmm.
proposing that you can't do that anymore because
no.
that's not how people buy anymore, is it?
That's right. Now you have to develop trust, relationships. It's gone from customer to client. People who used to be our customers, we could hit them and get them to buy from us. Now the only really way to relate to people is as a client. A client is someone who is under your protection, someone you take long-term care of
mm-hmm.
with your consulting and good products.
Like a partner.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And you build partnerships in life, and those partnerships begin to trust you. And as they trust you, they buy more and more from you. And that's really how sales happen now. You're right. That's a good insight.
Well, and if you think about it, if you're, folks, in your business, notice how few people just drop by to call on you to sell you something. See, in the old days, Steve, as you will remember, you're a lot younger than me, but I know you've read about this, salespeople would just drop in on you, wouldn't they? They'd just call.
Oh, yeah.
Call. But that doesn't happen much anymore, does it?
No. The world has changed. Time is now more important than money for people. People don't have time.
That is the most important, most valuable commodity today. Our time, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
And so now it's all about appointments. I want to meet with people who can help me. I don't want to just meet with someone that I can chat with.
Well, if you drop by on somebody, that's you saying to them, I want you to buy what I have to sell.
Right.
If you build a relationship, if you make an appointment and they know you're coming, that's you saying, I want to find out what you need and I want to help you get it.
Exactly correct. That's it.
And that's not a two-minute drill, folks. That's a full game strategy.
That's Bill Walsh. with the 49ers and Joe Montana, they had a game plan, and Walsh would walk on the sidelines with all his plays written out on a card that he was going to run in the first half. Excuse me, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's early in Arizona.
Let me ask you, one of your chapter 11 is, you talk about something on page 25. You talk about something that I think is so important in the marketplace today. It's essential for small business owners. Salespeople must have this most valuable trait, and that's courage. Talk to us about that.
Well, and that's a wonderful thing, because most professions today, you can sneak by without ever doing anything brave, ever doing anything you're deeply proud of, ever having to call on your deepest resources as a human being. But a salesperson, really, to really exceed, has to have courage, has to feel butterflies once in a while, has to have a lot at stake when they go make a presentation. And it's really a wonderful aspect of sales, but people are afraid of it. People think it's one of the downsides of sales, is that you have to be brave, and they thought they could get away with not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they really take it on in a joyful way, it becomes one of the most exciting aspects of selling.
Absolutely. Well, you have to have the courage sometimes to do the right thing. You have to have the courage to say, you know, I believe in myself. I believe that what I'm doing for my customers is the right thing to do. Even though it might seem like it's setting me back a little bit right now, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to have the courage to give these people the right information.
Yeah, that's right. And that has a lot to do with price.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people get afraid, and then they just lower their price, and they tell themselves, well, I won't make anything on this time around, but later on I'll charge them the right price. And they don't have the courage to say, sir, it's going to be worth it. I am going to charge you this. This is our price, and you'll see how valuable it is, and risk losing the deal.
You have to be prepared to explain why you're worth the price that you're paying.
Right, and that's courage.
And it does, but you also have to understand what you said a minute ago, and that was about the fact that time is the most valuable commodity. You have to be able to say, you know, sir or ma'am, I'm going to make that up in the way I serve you.
Yes. Absolutely.
You'll get this back in the way I'm going to serve you. When we come back, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Steve's going to tell us how to train ourselves in our car. Tintil, stay with us. Steve Chandler is our guest. The book is called The Joy of Selling. Check it out online and in bookstores. We're back at 7 Till. Stephen Chandler is our guest. Steve is the author of The Joy of Selling. The last name is spelled C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. Steve Chandler. It's also the same name that's on 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back and The Truth That Will Set You Free. The book just before The Joy of Selling that Steve wrote, and 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself, which is a classic, as well as Reinventing Yourself. Both of those are classics, folks, that probably will never go out of print because they're such excellent books. And how many languages are those two books in, Steve?
Oh, they're in about 9 languages now.
Can you read all those languages?
Not yet. That's for later in life when
Is it weird seeing your book in another language?
It really is. I've got them on my shelves, and it's really kind of fun to see them in other languages. Japanese,
yeah.
And Chinese. They're both doing very well in China and Japan.
My first experience with that was to go to Amazon. You know, the Amazon site in Japan,
and see
my book identified there in Japanese. That was pretty funny.
Yeah,
Steve, in chapter 13, you talk about training yourself in your car. Tell us about that.
Well, what I have found with salespeople, and especially with myself, I've tried all these things on myself, because everybody lives by selling something, whether they're willing to admit it or not. And I found that there's so much time in the car that people waste. And they could either be listening to an educational, motivational show like yours, which is good time in the car.
Or a Steve Chandler tape, which are available also, right?
That's right. Or they can be listening to the news. Now, the problem with the news, I was a journalist for 5 years. They actually deliberately try to find upsetting, emotional,
oh, yeah,
negative things to put on the news for you. Now, if you just listen to the news casually or listen to some kind of sleazy disc jockey, early morning shock jock,
mm-hmm,
you're going to be in a bad mood. Or
right,
if you just interact with the rest of the traffic.
Or you're going to be depressed.
You're going to be depressed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or if you try to conduct business on your cell phone while you're driving, the people you call are going to be in a bad mood after a while. So there is an alternative, and that is to get many of the wonderful tapes available now and CDs available for people with CDs in their cars. And
of course, when they're not listening to me on the radio, right?
When they're not listening, yeah, to you and your show and your wonderful guests.
our genius guests, right? No, it's true. And, you know, another thing that I used to do, Steve, the people that trained me to sell taught me about self-analysis, how to look at myself and how to sort of do a post-mortem on a call that I just got through with. And what I would do when I would get back in my car when I used to sell on the road is I would sit there and I'd replay the entire call,
yes,
that I just had, warts and all, and I would sit there and I'd say, okay, that was good. I wish my boss had seen that. And then I would say, now that part, that wasn't so good. I'm glad nobody else was there.
Exactly.
And I would go through that. I'd do a post-mortem of that call and through that self-analysis. And so what happened was that post-call, post-mortem, became a pre-call setup for the next call I was
making.
Right.
That's another use of training yourself in the car that's fabulous. Another thing, these days, you can talk to yourself on your way to calling on someone. You can actually talk to that person in your car as you're driving, imaginary, and no one will think you're crazy because everyone else has some kind of cell phone deal where they've got something in their ear and they're talking too.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
I've been talking to myself out loud all my life. Do you do that?
Yes, I do, and it's so good for you. It really relaxes
you. I think
you.
The really smart people do that, don't you?
They do. All the known geniuses. And you can become a genius by doing it. You don't have to already be a genius.
You could be like Jim and Steve, folks, if you want to.
And now they won't cart you away because
that's
they'll
right.
figure you've got some kind of technological device in which you're communicating with someone else. But if you practice your sales call on your way over, it gives you more confidence in the call. It allows you to anticipate what some of the questions might be. And when you walk in for the real call, you're much more relaxed and happy because you've already been through it. You're not worried.
Mm-hmm. And it's good to role. What I call it role playing with myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to do it, folks. Steve, we're going to have to wrap it up. When you come back next time, we've got a lot more to talk about in the new book, The Joy of Selling by Steve Chandler, folks. When we come back, I want you to talk about the reticular activating system.
All right.
That's an important thing. And, folks, that'll make you hang on the edge of your seats there. Thanks, Steve, for being here.
You're welcome.
Good job. Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, The Joy of Selling. Check it out wherever books are sold. You will like this book. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.